Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's off tonight after taking 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. Before we looked at the season, we saw this Dodgers and then Braves back-to-back thing as a, you know, potentially facing the two best teams in the National League. Now, the first one, definitely for sure, the Braves now, I think, 1-8. So that matchup, you know, on paper doesn't look the way that we expected it to look, but yeah. In reality, still a big matchup every time you're facing a National League East team, especially the Braves, considering the talent that they have.
Hey, and when they're down, keep them down.
Absolutely. Make sure that let's end their season early. Joining us now to talk about the Phils and their 7-2 start is none other than NBC Sports Philly's own and WIP's own as well, Ben Davis. Ben, how are we feeling, brother?
Doing well. Just down here in Atlanta running some numbers and listening to you boys. So, just ready to get going in this big series tomorrow.
Man, what numbers are you running?
Numbers? Yeah, people still run numbers.
Whoa!
I don't have to do that anymore. No, I'm just looking at matchups. Runners in scoring position, all that kind of, you know.
I thought
I'll do the broadcast when I can.
You know, yeah, because you seem more like a manalytics guy than an analytics guy.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking to Benny Two Shoes over there or something that runs numbers for Paulie, you know, whatever.
So Benny
yes. Yeah. So Ben, the big question of our show today is like, do the Phillies feel different to you this year compared to previous years, specifically in relation to what the mission was in terms of the things they needed to change? So I will ask you simply and open-ended, do they feel different to you?
They do feel different, and I think they had to finally have that moment where they look in the mirror and they say, you know what, I have to change. I think they did it individually. I think they've done it as a team, and I think they've reached the crossroads where they realize this window is shrinking, and they have to get it done. They have a really, really good ball club, Spike, and I think you witnessed that over the weekend. Every team has a couple flaws, and the Phillies have a couple flaws, but for the most part, this is a really well-constructed ball club. They're very professional about their business, and I do see a difference. And I think, you know, I think these guys are owning it. I think they're saying, you know what, we know why we've fallen short the last 3 years. We have to change. We have to get better. And I've seen them making those changes. I mean, looking case in point yesterday with the 11 walks. That's something that we haven't seen out of this ball club in recent years. But, you know, they're making those changes, and I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Yeah, wins are wins, Ben, so I won't take away anything from them those first two series. But this past series was certainly an impressive series win going up against the Dodgers. Just your thoughts on sort of the overall series. Jesus was awesome Friday. Then we couldn't hit Saturday, even though the pitching was pretty decent. And then yesterday you had a tale of really two different – I don't know. They pitched well in some areas, and then they had to hit late. What'd you think about the overall series versus the Dodgers?
Well, a series win against one of the best ball clubs possibly ever constructed is big time, and that's what they were able to do. The loss that they had on Saturday, it was, you know, I was sitting in Mickey's game don't tell Mickey that, my 10-year-old, but watching the ball game on my phone, and I'm watching that stuff that Sasaki was throwing, and you know, T-Mac kept saying, oh, another splitter by Sasaki. Now, I thought they were like Sandy Koufax curveballs. They were nasty. I mean, that guy was on point. Of course, Dave Roberts came out and got him out early, but Sasaki was pretty tough. So they ran up into, but yesterday, how they were able to manufacture these at-bats against Glasnow, wait him out, get him out after three innings, and he threw but 60 pitches, whatever it was, got him the heck out of the ball game. I know it's just, you know, three games of 162, but I think that was a statement win. I think something they can build on and realize, hey, you know, we can play with anybody. I think they have that feeling down deep, but I think that was an affirmation for them moving forward that, hey, we got a really good ball club here. I think there's really no limit to the starting rotation and what they can do. We saw that. I mean, look what Sanchez was able to do against Betts and Ohtani yesterday. Arguably the best 1-2 punch in baseball. And he just, you know, eliminated them. And not many guys can do that. But nice. It was just a really good series win.
The change that we were talking about and the approach of the plate, is there a point? Because I would say it's probably easier to change for a short period of time than it is to stay committed to it for a while. What do you think is the ultimate test that they will stay committed to this sort of different sort of plate discipline that they've shown?
Well, I think the proof is in the pudding, Spike. I mean, these guys are realizing that, A, they're getting victories. You know, they're getting Ws. They're going in the left column, the right column. And that's what they want to do. So I think there's, you know, if you get a taste of something and it tastes really good and you're getting, you know, good positive feedback from it, you want to keep tasting that. I think these guys are getting, you know what, I can foul a pitch off to see another pitch. I can make sure I'm not just going out there and making an out on one pitch or two pitches. I'm making this pitcher work. We want to get this guy out of the ballgame. We want to get into that bullpen. And I think they're getting these results back, and it's good for them. I think they realize that there's the one reason they have fallen short in the last 3 years in the playoffs is because they have been, unfortunately, consistently inconsistent with their offensive approach. One day, you know, you look back at 2 years ago with the Diamondback series, there I thought I would have bet one of my kids that they were going to go to the desert and just end it out there. And then the Diamondbacks end up coming back here and winning game 6 and 7 because the offensive approach fell short. And I think they realize that. I know these are veteran guys. These are guys that are getting paid a lot of money because of the numbers they have put up in the past. But they realize that they want ultimately their ultimate goal is to win that world championship. And they can only do that if they get more consistent offensively.
Ben, as a former pitcher yourself, what are you seeing from, well, it's true. You know, what are you seeing from Jordan Romano? Romano has struggled. You know, they brought him in thinking maybe, I know Topper doesn't designate people the closer, but it seemed like he might have that. His velocity is down. Is there something that you're seeing in his delivery that might be the cause of that? He seems to be searching for that as well.
Yeah, I mean, we know that Father Time is undefeated. You know, he strung together some really good years. He had 100 saves over a 3-year span with the Blue Jays. I just think, you know, this is a different environment for him. It's a different market. He's on a team now with, you know, all-stars and MVPs, and maybe he's just trying a little bit too hard. The one thing, you know, Hugh Douglas always in the midday show, he always talks about, what does he say? Defense is a luxury. It's not a necessity. Well, I think with, you know, pitching, I think velocity is a luxury. It's not a necessity. He's not locating his fastball whatsoever. And, you know, everything stems. I don't care if you're Jamie Moyer throwing 84 miles an hour or you're Tom Glavin or Greg Maddux. Everything stems off that fastball. If you can locate the fastball, it is the best pitch in baseball. He's not able to locate. He's overthrowing. I think he's looking up at that radar gun and saying, man, I don't have it. Let me reach back for a little more. And all of a sudden, his command is gone. The best pitch in baseball, you can throw a fastball down and away if you can locate it. I don't care if it's 83 or 103. If you can locate that pitch, you're going to have success, and everything will work off of that. Then he starts to mix in his breaking ball. If his fastball command gets better, his breaking ball will look that more attractive to the hitters in the box, and then you're just going to get a lot more swings and misses. But right now, he's not in the zone. He doesn't have command of his pitches, and that's a big difference.
Independent of that great analysis and that analogy, you drew a parallel with Hugh Douglas's terrible analogy about defense being a luxury. That is completely false, Ben. That is completely false. Just from a football standpoint, not from what you were saying, from Hugh Douglas's standpoint, though.
I got you.
Yeah, that phrase from Hugh did not age well after the Eagles won the Super Bowl with the number one defense in the
with
NFL.
The number one defense.
Right.
I know.
Ben Davis with us. So Ben, your son Tague is off to a very hot start at Louisville as a baseball mm-hmm. player. We were talking about it before. Is he named after the lumber company, or is Tague a family name?
He is not. So,
okay.
Being 100% Irish, my wife is 50% Irish, 50% Italian. I wanted a strong Irish name. So all our kids are. We have Tague, Finley, Riley, and Mickey.
Okay.
Goodness.
So, but my one of my best friends in the world, his name is Thomas Patrick Tague, and I am the godfather to his second daughter, Taylor. Okay. And I've always liked his name, so we named our son Tague Patrick Davis. So we got our name from my buddy Tommy. It's his last name, and that's what we thought. It was a pretty cool Irish name.
Yeah, but if he gets drafted, I mean, it's already the lumber company, Tague Lumber. He's bringing the lumber exactly. to the yard. I mean, it also does work that way.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's a very good analogy. But actually, the folks at Tague Lumber were very kind enough to send us some hoodies and stuff last year.
There you go.
So they took care of us.
I like the fact that you're trying to make up for your wife's 50% Italian by naming your children as Irish names as you can possibly find.
Well, I'm 100% Irish, right? My hometown sweetheart, Megan Patricia McGonigal, born on St. Patty's Day. I'm like, this is, and then I find out she's, half Italian, half Irish, so it's okay. We got two of our kids have that good olive skin. The other two have my skin, so.
All right, Ben. And, the series coming up against the Braves, we thought the series would be one thing leading up. I don't think anybody expected the Braves to be 1-8 leading in. But you would hope that the Phillies do not take any, don't. What's the word I'm looking for? You don't want to take them lightly, even given the start that they've had.
They won't. Yeah. And again, that gets back to the professionalism that they have. They know the Braves are 1-8, but they also know they're going up against Chris Sale tomorrow. And, this is a ball club that I think, it's still a really, really good ball club. They're still missing Ronald Acuna Jr., obviously Spencer Strider. Once they get those two guys back, it's a whole different animal. And, I obviously, with the exception of Ohtani, who's obviously the greatest player in the world, if I had to start a baseball team with any particular player and he's 100% healthy, it would be Ronald Acuna Jr. Yeah. I just think he's that dynamic of a player. He can beat you in so many different ways. Once they get him back, it's going to be a different ball club. So they want to get these W's down here in Atlanta while these guys are still on the shelf.
All right, Ben. Well, we appreciate your time, man, and appreciate you clearing up the lumber thing.
No problem. That was important. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks,
all right,
Ben.
Talk to you soon.
We appreciate it. So, there it is.
Benjamin.
There it is. Cleared up. Jack was sure that he was named after the lumber company.
So Ben's in Atlanta before we get down there. Or did he go with the team?
They probably flew down today, I think.
Yeah.
Team went today?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Good little day off in Atlanta.
Yeah, a little Magic City, right?
Hell no. That's why I said that.
They know Sale's on the mound tomorrow. They'd be screwing around.
No, they can't.
Wheeler Sale's a fun little pitching matchup.
Nice little Tuesday matchup in April.
Taiwan Walker versus Spencer Schwellenbach on Wednesday. Who's excited?
Sale cost us a little bit of coin.
Yeah, no. Plus 900. Wheeler for Cy Young last year.
Now, this is the first time I mentioned I'm in the WIP Fantasy Baseball League, and I haven't played fantasy baseball in 35 years, something like that.
Oh, God.
This is the first time that I'm having my, one of my guys is going up against our team moment.
Nice.
As I have Chris Sale.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, it matters.
Well, I'm glad you realized that it wasn't you just set your lineup for the week.
Well, that's some leagues are that way.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Bad leagues.
Okay.
That's exactly what I would have done.
Yes. I realized it 3 days in.
Yeah.
Guys
are sitting, guys are on your bench.
Yes. Yes. And
this is one of the leagues you have to actually be active every day.
Well, what you can do, thanks to no one's helping me except for Justin, video guy Justin. Justin was like, you can go and set your lineup for each day in advance. Now, you want to go and make sure that the guy didn't get hurt, he's not sitting, so on and so forth. But,
right.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Ralph. Whoa. Where it is. There we go. Ralph in LA. You're on WIP. What's up, Ralph?
Spike, two quick things before I get to my Phillies point.
Yes.
First of all, Can I consider myself an honorary Foxhole guy since I'm now a continuous caller to the afternoon show?
Well, that is two straight shows, and you are representing the Phillies as a Los Angeles native. Ike, is Ralph officially a Foxhole guy given those?
I like it.
Yes. I'm going to put it this way. You are in the probationary period. So you are a probationary Foxhole guy. We'll see how it goes.
I try to call as much as possible, you know, but, you know, me being at work over here during the day, it's a little
bit harder. No excuses. No, it sounds like when you sound like Alec Boehm here. No whining.
Yeah. You'll get the commitment.
All right. Thank you, Ralph.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
So it must have felt good, right? Did you get to wear your Philly stuff today to show all those idiots in Los Angeles where it's at? What?
I have my City Connect hat rocking right now.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Do you like what you saw, I assume? Do you feel different about the Phillies this year?
Well, I mean, it was finally good to be able to see a game out here, but the only bad thing about it was I was watching it on the Dodgers broadcast network, so I'm very limited to the amount of games that I'm, you know, allowed to see out here.
We got to get this guy an MLB TV subscription. Come on, man. It's like $100 for the year. I'm not counting your money or whatever, but then you can watch every game.
I mean, yeah, if I could splurge, you know, the NFL Sunday ticket on YouTube, then I guess I might as well.
Yeah, it's 162 games. Good value.
Yeah, well, I might do that, but I like what I've been seeing. Let's see, they're not chasing. Well, my last memory of the Phillies was last year during the postseason when you know, they're chasing garbage down in the dirt, and now they're a little bit more disciplined up in the gate. So I like what I'm seeing in that aspect, but I want to continue seeing it throughout the whole season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. I mean, it is only 9 games, but I think the difference I've seen in 9 games is a meaningful difference. I think there's a world in which they're 7-2, and we don't see these things, and I might feel a little bit different about it in that way. Ralph, why don't you give us somebody or something that was big in the 80s for next question today?
Hulkamania.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one. Now,
Hulkamania might have been.
Thanks, Ralph.
I mean, in the 80s, Hulk was a top 5. Whether you want to call him an athlete, entertainer, or whatever.
Oh, Hulk was enormous in the
80s. Yeah, Hulk was big as hell in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hulk had quite a run.
Action figures, Saturday morning cartoons.
Absolutely. And he was, you know, as
Saturday night main event.
As WWF and then WWE went on, mm-hmm. they went on to have multiple stars at one time. When Hulk was the star, there were other stars, but nobody shined as bright as Hulk.
Yeah.
You know,
totally
Andre the Giant was there, yep. Tito Santana. They had a bunch of big ones, but Macho Man. But I don't think nobody was Hulk. Nobody was Hulk. And the, to me, my favorite thing about Hulk is that his finishing move sucked.
Yeah, the leg drop.
It was the first. It was the boot to the face, yeah. And then the leg drop. Very unimpressive. I mean,
well, he was not a real impressive wrestler.
No, he was not.
Which I didn't really grasp until I was older.
Yes.
Like, oh yeah, he doesn't do all the other stuff that some of the other, like Ricky the Dragon Steamboat does.
Flipping and, off the top buckle.
Jimmy Superfly, Jimmy Snooker, yeah.
Yes.
Like, yeah, Hogan doesn't do any of this stuff.
No. His I think his best thing wasn't even the signature move, it was when Hulk turned it on and got mad.
Yes,
and
whenever he woke up shaking.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing better when he escaped the camel clutch, man.
Oh, come on.
Which I also didn't realize till later. It's almost impossible to escape the camel clutch, so he basically had to be let out of the camel clutch.
Oh, yes. There's no way you could get out of the camel clutch.
Yes.
Jack, real quick, who's the wrestler that had the camel clutch?
No idea.
Yeah, okay. Oh, come on.
Is that one of the greatest villains ever?
Did he turn heel?
No,
he was a heel.
He's never a good
man. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Rusty Roddy Piper.
No, wasn't Rusty Roddy Piper. Idiot.
Wasn't Rusty Roddy?
No, it was Iron Sheik.
Yeah,
The Iron Sheik. Yes.
Rod, by the way.
USA.
Yes.
He used to always spit on the flag every week.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that would have gone well in today's
well,
world.
Well, back then, everybody had a sense of humor.
We had the whole...
Well, there was Sergeant Slaughter versus Iron Sheik.
Everybody was a political side.
And then there was the Russia. There was Nikolai Volkov and Nikita Koloff. Yeah, there was no, rules as far as that went.
Totally. I had no idea either.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I had no idea when I was
good younger. Guys and bad guys.
Yes.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Speaking of good guys and bad guys, Herb from the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Which one is he?
What's going
Both
on there?
Turn heel every once in a while.
Well, we ain't getting Vladimir Guerrero. He just signed for 14 years, $500 million, the third largest.
Jack, hit the breaking news thing.
Breaking news.
Breaking news,
yeah. That's big. What do you think of the contract?
It's just like everybody else is getting.
Yeah.
Add up the numbers.
Yeah.
They're all getting 30, 35. So, add it up.
You know what? When it's that much and it's guaranteed, the annual year, it doesn't really matter.
Right. How many years it is?
Yeah, it's 500 million is what I'm getting.
Yeah. It's a lot of money.
A lot of these guys, they got to figure it out that they're going to play anywhere from 38 to 40 to 42 years old by the time the contract
yeah.
run out.
Well, yeah, especially with the DH and all of that. So, yeah.
Yeah, they can put them in there. So the last 3 or 4 years, they can DH and they don't have to play a position.
And, Vlad might DH a lot sooner than that. Herb, what do you think, now that the Phillies don't have Vlad to go after this offseason, what do you think the plan is?
Well, I know it's hard to say.
Big answer.
Yeah,
they're going to sign Schwarber. You know that they're going to sign Schwarber.
Yeah. What about JT?
I mean, you still got Castellanos.
Yeah. At 0-2.
Still got him for another year. So we'll see what happens. Give these guys a little time, man. You can't get on them,
Wait, what do you think about Alec Bohm?
Yeah,
what
do you think about Bohm?
I didn't really see the game. I worked all weekend, so I don't.
Oh.
I've been hearing his name come up a lot. Why? What do you do?
A little bit of tantrums, along with not being particularly productive.
Well, but ball players get like that, man. They show sometimes.
Just
they
like Sirianni,
it on the field, and other times they don't. They go through, day to day, they go through issues and all. So,
Yeah.
I mean, tomorrow he might come out and hit 2 home runs. Everybody's.
No.
Hey,
well, that's not possible.
Guy can hit the ball, Danny. Or maybe he might get 3 hits. Maybe he'll hit a double or
could get 4 hits. What if he gets 4 hits?
Huh?
What if he gets 4 hits?
Hey, that's even better.
So, even better, Spike.
I mean, guys, you got to understand.
Yes.
Okay. Football, you only have 17 weeks.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep.
Hard to make an impact, yeah.
Basketball and hockey, you got 82 games.
Yep.
And baseball, you got 162 games.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's that tell you?
It's a long
what's
season.
What's that tell you about baseball?
They play more games.
You're playing double.
At least. Yep. Unlike, yeah, you Soft Ike only played 17 games a year. And 162 is double.
And then you can get hot for a whole week or so.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's so many ups and downs. You know, and now there's a lot of new pitchers out there than
right.
there were like 5-6 years ago. There's a lot yeah. of different, you know, new guys.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
With the interleague play, you know what I mean? It's it ain't like it used to be before.
You're making a lot of excuses,
call it
Herb.
Interleague play anymore.
What's that? Hey.
I said, I don't even know if they still call it interleague play. It's just baseball.
Well, right, yeah. Used to be a special thing.
Yeah.
Herb, when you say, hold on one second, Herb, but when you say, like, you know, this name.
Nick Cigarani.
You say, like, Castellanos. You say this. Like, do you know their real name is DeCamera? Or are you just, it's not processing?
No, I'm just kind of bringing it. I say whatever I say, you know what I mean? Nick Castellanos.
Well, it's Castellanos. Castellanos. Yeah.
Castellanos.
You guys leave him alone? He said it.
Well, I'm just curious. Yeah.
The letters in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Letters and words, who needs them?
Well, yeah, and they put the L's in there just to screw with
it. Yeah, just too many of them.
Yeah.
You know, like Nick Sirianni.
Whoa. There you go.
There it is. And who's the defensive Sirianni. Coordinator?
What's that?
The defensive coordinator for the Eagles.
Now you're being smart, Spike.
Yeah, I'm just having a bad week, man. I got this cold and my
yeah, it's Jack.
I got this bad cold and I
oh yeah, Herb
and all that shit and I don't want to.
Whoa,
you get that? You get that?
Herb, thank you for the shirt you gave me.
Yep,
a little bit too big. A little bit too big.
Can't believe it. You a double X?
Yeah, it was triple, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, it was 2X.
Yeah, it was still too big.
Did it fit you?
It did not fit me. Huh. So I gave it to our buddy, Hugh Douglas.
It was too big.
I gave it to Hugh Douglas.
And then Hugh left it here.
Oh, that's awesome.
Give it to Trotter. I told you.
Yeah, just give it. Get it to Trotter. Yeah.
Give it to Trotter.
That will fit Trotter. That will fit Trotter.
What if I put it on? I'm going to look like I'm in my boyfriend's shirt. I look like a night shirt or something.
How does your boyfriend?
Well, because I think of a girl wearing her boyfriend's shirt going to bed, big shirt.
Ooh, yeah. Boy.
Herb, thanks for giving out most of my phone number, too, by the way. I got a lot of calls this weekend. That was great.
484.
No. Not dealing with this again.
What is Jack's phone number?
Nope. We don't have to do this.
Okay.
484. He knows what it is.
I know what it is. That's yeah. right. No. Yeah, we're not doing this again.
All right, Herb.
Hi, buddy.
Who you got tonight, Houston or Florida, Herb?
You know what? It's time that Houston wins the championship.
Yes.
That coach has been trying to get that man for like 30 years or so.
Yep.
That guy, he's a good coach. He's a nice guy. He's going to, I think, you'll know by the way they're playing, by the way they're shooting. If their game is on the first 5, 6, 7 minutes, they're going to win. Houston's going to win.
That's the same thing Duke
taught. A lot of people down there from Houston. I'm telling you now.
Hey,
that's right. It is a home game. San Antonio.
Yep.
You're right. Yep. It's a home game.
Quick ride, man.
Quick ride from San Antonio to Houston.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, it's not. So, last thing, Herb.
Quick ride.
Last thing, Herb. Let's say you're out and you see a lady who catches your eye. What is the opening line? Like, I think a lot of people want to know what the first thing they should say to a person they're interested in. Let's say you see someone out that you're interested in. What is the opening line?
You know, I might say, like, hey, how you doing? You know what I mean? Or something.
Just something
good,
simple.
Good start, yeah.
Yeah.
Something, yes. So, you know.
Maybe a wink or something.
Yeah, right.
All right, Herb.
I remember reading something about Randy Wolf one time.
What the hell?
He was the pitcher for the Phillies.
Okay.
He met some girl. He saw some girl that he said he liked or something like that. He was out on a road trip or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he was just, something happened where he just he didn't, know what to say or something. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That doesn't happen to you, though.
I read that in the paper or something.
The whole story on that?
Randy Wolf couldn't pick up a chick.
She was supposed to be pretty hot. He was talking about it, in a newspaper.
Okay.
So, Randy Wolf.
Randy Wolf.
Yep. Wolfpack. Yep.
All right, Herb.
All right, buddy.
I'll see you later on. Take it easy.
All right. There he is. Herb from the Northeast. Coming up next, a process era center goes into the Hall of Fame. They said it couldn't be done.
Yep.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.